It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and it's just so good to be able to share with you today. I want to talk to you today about a subject that's really close to my heart, and that is the subject of brokenness. You know, in our minds, when we envision broken, we normally think of rendering something useless. No longer it has the value that it used to have. Damaged goods, or maybe even beyond repair. Broken. But today, as I share the biblical concept of brokenness, I want to show you that God uses broken people. You know, just as a horse is useless until it's broken, so it is with us in the hands of our Creator. Now, maybe today you're listening to this and you're thinking, Keith, you have no idea what I've gone through. And you're right, I don't. But I serve a God who knows the very deepest level of hurt that you've encountered and experienced in your life. He sees the sleepless nights. He understands every tear you've cried. And tears are a language that God understands. For my scripture reading today, I want to begin with Mark chapter 6 and beginning with verse 34. It says, when Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it was already quite late, his disciples came to him and said, this place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send them away, so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat? And then the Bible says in verse 41, and he took 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up towards heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them, and he divided up the 2 fish among them all. In verse 42, it says, they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. You know, the feeding of the 5,000 has to be one of the greatest miracles that Jesus ever performed on this earth. If you were actually going to rank them, which would be pretty hard to do since all of his miracles were called impossible in the natural, but you know, Bible scholars teach us that it was probably more like 25,000 people fed that Jesus fed that day, because verse 44 tells us that the 5,000 number was only the men, and it did not include the women and the children. And we know they were there because the 5 loaves and the 2 fish came from one of the children. Here in the Gospel of Mark, the disciples discovered that they had a problem they could not handle. They'd been out all day as Jesus was teaching the multitude, and they were physically exhausted, and they actually came there to get away from people, but it didn't take long till the word got out and the crowds began to gather, and it was getting quite late in the day when they realized everyone was hungry and there was no McDonald's close by. You see, they told Jesus, send them away to the surrounding towns to buy themselves something to eat, never imagining that God wanted to use them to meet the needs of the people. You know, friend, there are times in our lives when problems arise that are not just out of your control, but they're out of your realm for seeing a solution. I mean, it's beyond you. It requires a miracle. Have you been there? After hearing the report of these great needs, the first thing Jesus does is he asks them to take an inventory of what they have. In verse 38, he said, how many loaves do you have? Go look. And when they found out they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. See, friend, don't ask God for more when you're not using what you already have. And I know 5 loaves and 2 fish don't sound like a whole lot when you probably have 25,000 people to feed. But they brought Jesus what they had, and he took it, and then he blessed it. He blessed what in the natural was not enough, and he gave thanks for what was not enough, and it became more than enough. When you give God thanks for what you have, even though it might not be enough, God can turn it into more than enough. With your job, your house, your bank account. So many times we're prone to focus on what we lack instead of what God has given us. But Jesus asked them, "What do you have?" We see the same principle all throughout Scripture, from the woman that had the cruse of oil that never ran dry. Her meal barrel was never really full. It just never ran empty. To the little woman who gave the widow's mite, and Jesus said, "I tell you this day, this woman has given more than all of you." I believe by the time she reached her home that day, God's blessings began to overtake her. Now, this is one of the strangest stories in all of the Bible, if for no other reason than the fact that verse 44 tells us there were 5,000 men that ate the loaves. Somebody actually counted them. I mean, for Mark to have that number, why on earth did they just count the men? They didn't count the women or the children. See, it's interesting that the one group they didn't count, the children, was the group that God would use to meet the needs for everybody who had gathered that day. God used a child who brought a lunch with 5 loaves and 2 fishes to meet the needs of the entire crowd that day. The second thing Jesus did, after having them take inventory, was he ordered the disciples to organize the crowd. He put everybody in groups of hundreds and fifties. Can you imagine how long that took? I mean, I just can't imagine Peter going around and organizing groups and all the disciples putting them in groups of hundreds and fifties. This had to take some time. Friend, when God is doing something and God is on the move, you can't rush what God is doing. I've often said that 90% of the time when we miss it with God, it's in this area of timing and patience. You can't rush God because he's not in a hurry. He operates in the realm of eternity. One of the coolest gadgets we've ever purchased was a couple years back, we bought one of the new Instapot pressure cookers. I like the name, Instapot. It makes me think it's going to happen fast. I don't have to wait. And even though you can sometimes cook things quickly, there's a process at the end of cooking with the Instapot where you have to wait for the countdown clock before you remove the lid. See, when I get impatient, my wife will tell me, "You better wait. You'll blow it up." A lady she worked with had her pressure cooker blow up and damage the ceiling because she got impatient and took the lid off before it was time. See, Jesus said, separate them into groups of 50s and 100s, and this took some time. God's best miracles, they take time. The Bible simply says that Jesus took the bread, and he took the fishes, he blessed them. He gave thanks to God for what they had that day. And then the Bible says he broke it. He broke the bread and began to break it into pieces. It's this breaking process that caused the miracle to start happening. When he broke it and handed it to the disciples to distribute it, that's when the multiplication started. Listen to this statement because it's very important. What refuses to be broken refuses to be blessed. Friend, it's the brokenness in our lives that produces the blessings in our life. The most blessed people you'll ever encounter, most of them have gone through incredible times of brokenness. A couple of years ago, I was in Washington, D.C. to do an event called The Return. They were playing a music video of my song, Cry of the Little One. And while I was there, I was able to meet Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. You know, the guy you see about every 4 minutes on television. Probably the most visible man in America. But did you know he comes from tremendous brokenness? He had a horrible drug addiction that was destroying his life and put him in a place where he had to cry out to God. And God transformed him and brought him to a place where he could use him. Maybe in life right now you'd say, "Pastor Keith, I feel like I'm being broken into a million pieces. My dreams are shattered. Life is not turning out the way I had planned." Hold on, neighbor, because in that brokenness comes the blessing. It's in that brokenness that God can multiply things in your life. God can use you when you are broken before him. Do you know one of my favorite verses is in Psalm 34? In verse 18, it said, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Every time Jesus broke the food in his hand, it multiplied. Have you seen that in your life? I know I have. My friend, God does not waste pain. It is not to destroy you. It's to bring increase and multiplication in your life, not destruction. God delivers us out of all our afflictions, the Bible says. Every time you feel rejected and refused, God was saying, I'm blessing you. I live in Illinois, where President Abraham Lincoln was from, the 16th president of the United States. We remember him here in the land of Lincoln as the great president who would lead the nation through the Civil War. But do you know the failures and disappointments that happened in his life are unbelievable that came before his presidency? In 1831, he lost his job. In 1832, he was defeated in running for the Illinois State Legislature. In 1833, he failed in business. Then his sweetheart died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. I don't even have time to list all the major rejections and defeat that happened to him. He was defeated for his run for vice president in 1856. And then finally, in 1860, he was elected president. God used this man to heal our nation and to preside over the darkest days of civil war. And in March of 1863, Abraham Lincoln called for a national day of fasting, prayer, and humiliation. I want you just to listen to these famous words from this great president. He said, "We've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power, but we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined, in the deceitfulness of our hearts, that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and persevering grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us." You know, it's hard to believe that this is the same man who endured so many defeats, that he would be the same man who would utter these words in March of 1863, calling for a national day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer. He was taking inventory. I'm talking today about brokenness, something that many of us have encountered. Our great blessings come out of brokenness. If God is allowing brokenness in your life, it's because he's getting ready to bless you. Don't curse the brokenness. God will use it to multiply you. The only way to truly feed people with God's word and grace is to go through the breaking process again and again. Jesus didn't feed the crowd himself. He broke the bread and the fish, and he passed it on to his disciples, his friends, to do the feeding. See, ministry passes not from our hands, but through our hands. Always be careful to give God the glory. After feeding the thousands on the hillside, Jesus instructed his disciples to pick up the leftovers. And you know, the Bible specifically tells us that he gathered 12 baskets full of leftovers, fish and chips. Did you ever ask yourself why? Why 12? He even has a book in the Bible called Numbers. God's very good on numbers. See, I get the picture in my mind that he had each disciple carrying a basket full of fish and bread as they left that day. Don't you know their heads were spinning as each of them carried a basket of fish and bread? God chose to give them an overflow, to reveal to them another part of his goodness, because one of the names for God is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. My friend, if you're going through some tremendous brokenness in your life right now, maybe you'd say, "Keith, I just don't understand why I'm going through all that I'm going through." I just want to remind you today that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those that are crushed in spirit. Thank you for joining me today. God loves you, friend. He really, really does walk in grace. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.